call 1-800-700-9768. It only takes a few minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-700-9768. 1-800-700-9768.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Gambler's bonus keeps paying more. Just ask Vincent, who won over $7,500 on April 8th when he hit four sixes to fill his free Gambler's Bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card. Vincent got paid thousands more, and so can you, by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
From the Finley Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company. With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
To Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on a Monday. Cofield and Company, Steve Cofield. Chrissy is here in the company. Adam Hill across the way. We kick off two of the more incredible weeks in Vegas sports history. We'll examine today if they're two of the more incredible weeks in national sports history. As the show moves along, our hockey guy from Fox 1340, Magnum, will be up in our 4 o'clock hour. And then we've got basketball here tonight. Cavs and the Celtics. Pregame 5, game time 5:30. So we'll pass it along at 5 o'clock right here on ESPN Las Vegas 100.9 FM and 1100 AM. Yeah, this is pretty nuts. This is more than nuts. What's going on? I'm sure anyone who watched that game yesterday with the Vegas Golden Knights just sat wherever you were. If you're out watching it somewhere, at home watching on TV, hell, maybe you made the road trip to the Peg. Just bewildered. Like, this is actually happening. But before we get to any of the VGK stuff, I'll tell you, this is something I never thought I would say on Sports Talk Radio as a host, because I love basketball. Love it. And this is not some phony I've converted over to the game on ice. I'm just judging. This is judging objectively what we're watching here and what people, I think, are taking in nationally on what the Golden Knights are doing versus what is going on in the NBA and these conference finals. The NBA sucks right now. And I really like the NBA. And this is, listen, anyone who's listening right now knows I'm not, you know, your traditional hockey guy who's been mad for the last 25 years and trying to crap on the NBA. Because there is a small portion of NHL people who are like, no matter what's going on in the NBA, sucks. Our sport's better. I don't get why more people don't like it. I like basketball a lot. It's my favorite sport. This is an utter waste of time, the way the games are. I mean, tracking how the series goes, I guess, is interesting. But watching the games themselves, like, I was really fired up watching VGK. You know, you're on a high. You're seeing all the reaction. They win in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. 5 o'clock. We got another cool game. Right? And, I have rooting interest in that series. I can't stand Golden State. And then you watch the game, and it's just like your heart's ripped out if you're a basketball fan. Midway through the second quarter and then beginning of the third, the game's over. And then the Rockets just quit. And that has been the case too often in the conference finals on both sides. The NBA blows right now.
There's no doubt that the actual game, the interest in the game on the floor, the NHL has been better.
Can we make it past the middle of the third quarter in these games where you're like, hey, there's going to... Listen, we built this thing up all season with the Rockets and the Warriors. 65 wins, 58. Finally, someone else has home court. Steph's injured. Maybe there's going to be some drama. Can we get to the final 5 minutes and have a game?
Not so far.
Can we get to the final 18 minutes and have a game.
In either series. Yep. Because I do think the Cavs-Celtics series has been incredibly intriguing, but the actual games have not.
Sucked. Saturday's game was terrible.
Awful.
And between the Cavs and Celtics.
And yesterday's Rockets-Warriors game was awful.
I don't know how the NBA... Now, the NBA has a bigger audience. It has probably about 2.5, 3 times, 4 times the audience sometimes that the NHL has. But the action on the court cannot match what's been going on in the NHL. And this is not... You folks know who are listening right now. This is not an overly rah-rah show.
Is that true?
Yeah, we're not. I think we're pretty objective on VGK. We want to see them do well. This story is completely fascinating. So this is not some, hey, our guys are doing it. NBA sucks. It's not it at all. I'm so frustrated by watching the NBA. So guess what? That's what we're doing today on the NBA until probably the last 5 minutes of the show when we get you ready for the Cavs and the Celtics. I just can't do it. I never thought I'd be saying this. We can't waste time in May on the NBA.
Well, and as you know, like I know people are going to be shocked by this, but we already planned this show out 6 months ago. We knew what we were going to do for 3 hours the day after the Golden Knights clinched their finals berth.
I have so many 150, 200, 500, 80 to 1, 50 to 1. I just kept betting it over and over again.
Yeah, of course. We knew.
Now, of course, I just fibbed on the numbers. I don't have any of those tickets for the championship, nor do I have any numbers that were super juicy on the Western Conference. But they won the Western Conference. We're here as a city. I think much of the country is like, what is happening? Some of the NHL fans are like, we hate this with a passion. But what's going on right now is incredible. And it doesn't get old breaking it down. It doesn't.
No.
And again, yesterday, you thought what? You thought that was the best VGK game?
That wasn't even close.
Really?
Of this series? By far. That's the first game that they were the better team pretty much from start to finish.
You thought?
They were awesome yesterday.
I thought end of the first.
But When you
sent that over, I was like, wow, I'm surprised you weren't going to get into the fact that they had to kind of survive at the end of the first because they were getting peppered so heavily. But, yeah, as the game went along, what do you think happened? Do you think the Jets got tired?
Absolutely.
Or they lost their spirit? Because I'll give you one guy, Big Buff, Bufflin, he sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, that's harsh. But
it got in his head.
I don't know what was going on. How many slap shots are you going to miss?
He lost the game for them with one on Friday night. And
you know,
by
the way, on Friday, can someone in the hockey media step up and call out Big Buff? I saw you do it.
I did.
I saw you do it, and Paul Maurice cut you off.
He was not happy with
it. And you were like, I wish you had said, okay, hold on. Because you did say, here's my question. Like, kind of like, I didn't finish.
Yeah.
So don't cut me off,
right,
Paul Mo. But I got what you were asking.
I was like, you...
Clearly you were a bit clairvoyant because Big Buff effed up a couple of times. Now, that one at the end of game four, that directly led to a goal. Who was it, Riley Smith?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That directly led to a goal. And then in yesterday's game, it's just whiff. Like, what is going on?
It's unbelievable. And by the way, what did he tell me? We're going way inside now, but what did he say? I'm not going to change the way we line up, and I'm not going to change who we're paired with just to overcompensate for that. You did. He did it.
What did he do?
His lineup yesterday, he changed his defensive pairing because he wanted a more defensive-minded player in case something like that happened again. So he did. So he was lying, but he did it. But it was totally in their head. It was complete. If you watch the game on Friday night, Winnipeg was the better team on Friday, just like they were in most of the games in the series. Friday night, Winnipeg was a better team. They made three glaring errors, and VGK scored on all three. All three of them. That's what this team is. They capitalize on those things.
I love when you're asking the question, I love you going with, did you go Hellebuck first name?
Well, Connor, yeah.
You're like, Connor, dropped that shot.
Yeah.
Didn't control it.
You did.
We know you're covering the opposing team. You're that tight with them after four games?
It's easier to say.
That's a good point.
That's what it
Hellebuck's
was.
Hellebuck's tough?
It's yes.
I think Bifluckian is tougher, and Lane is tough.
Mr. Hellebuck?
No.
Big Buff and Line A. Yeah, sure.
Connor is easier than Hellebuck, yes.
I think Hellebuck's pretty easy.
It's easy, not easier.
It's more fun to say, too.
Yeah, that's Connor's kind of boring. With it.
Just like, bro.
So, but yes, it was three mistakes that they made. VGK capitalized on all three. That is what the beauty of that team is. They will sit there and wait and wait and wait, and you make a mistake, they are capitalizing on it, and they're putting in the net. And on Friday night, they made three errors. VGK capitalized on all three to beat them. And I think a couple of things happened. One, I think we saw after the first period of game two, Winnipeg started to get tired because they had to play a seven-game series, and Vegas ended one early, and they got to wait. And that is completely why you do that. That's why you try to end series early. You don't go through those grueling series like that because it takes a lot out of you. So VGK got to wait and then wear them down with their style. And Winnipeg was so frustrated by Fleury. After the game, they kept saying the right things after game one, game two, and game one they won. Game two and game three, they said the right thing. After game four, you could tell in the locker room, and that was just before I asked those questions, they were completely frustrated because they were dominating that series and still losing the games. And Fleury is the reason why. And he completely got in their head. And yesterday, they knew that they were not only were their backs against the wall, but they had to do everything right. And if they made one mistake, they were going to give up a goal the other way.
So they mentally broke.
It was so in their head.
They mentally broke another top four team, top five team.
Totally broke them down mentally.
In the NHL.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll be honest. I'm staying pretty composed. This is nuts! This is crazy when you think about it. It's a day later, and I'm like, Stanley Cup Finals? They're supposed to suck for like 5 years. How is this happening? Now, we're going to break down how it's happened. This is insane. If I was a fan of another team, I'd be like, what the hell happened in the NHL? How is this expansion team in the finals? We haven't made it. I mean, look, go to all the cities. Winnipeg, specifically. They lost their friggin' team. And then they got it back. And they're still waiting. This is nuts. Tonight, we're going to set you up for the Caps and Lightning. The Caps are on the verge, again, of not playing for the Stanley Cup in the finals with Ovechkin on the freaking team. Their drought is forever. How many teams in the NHL haven't won the cup at all? Is it 8?
Sounds right.
This city, your Vegas Golden Knights, what are we, 228 days since they dropped a puck? This is ridiculous. I had to wait 240, whatever, how many days it's going to be, 244 days to finally get a championship. I've been there the whole time. This is insane. So I want to open the phones on this. 364-1100, 364-1100. I have to calm down. Take a breath. Going to have a heart attack. My little episode right there.
Calm down!
Did you have that happen yesterday? Not you. For fans out there. Because to put this in perspective, we have some locals listening right now, but we've got a lot of transplants. So you've watched sports for a long time. You've got teams. I'll ask you first, and then I've got more than a few teams. For the callers, 364-1100, 364-1100. This Vegas Golden Knights run to the Stanley Cup Finals, is this the craziest thing that's happened to your team? I know we're not doing sports history. We're not grading how crazy the story is in all-time sports. Your teams, because you've got to have teams. And I'm assuming most people out there in Vegas are rooting for the Vegas Golden Knights. Is this the craziest, most enjoyable thing that's happened to your team? Do you have a team where you've had a better ride? Make yourself a fan here. I know you're objective. If you were going to answer this question, do you have a team, Adam?
Do I?
That you've had a better run with? Well, Ooh. Your expression would suggest it's never happened before. I've got about four cases I can bring up that I think are along. I'm not saying bigger stories. I'm saying for me, the fan of my teams, is this the greatest thing your team, Las Vegas, because you guys have teams outside the market, you all do if you're listening to sports radio, is this the greatest run you've ever seen from your team? 364-1100, 364-1100.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand. And tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that's successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to therealestateguylv.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Yes, air conditioning and plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas. Live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casinos Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
What if a friend came up to you and said, you've been working really hard lately. Here's $50 to make your life easier. That's what your friends at the Tackle app are offering you today. Get your house cleaned. Need a handyman? Junk hauled. Yard work finished. Furniture rearranged. Some TVs mounted? Or a Tackle expert can take care of. Hundreds of other chores on your to-do list. Tackle connects you to background check providers who can show up ready to work in an hour or two. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. And here's the best news. For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app, and the app is free, you'll get $50 off your first job. You know you have a ton of chores around the house that have been waiting to get done. Now you can have someone come over and make your life easier. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or chore done, then download the free Tackle app now, T-A-K-L. Get $50 off your first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself to Tackle today.
Can't touch this.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Can't touch this.
Nosek pulls it away on the backhand. Nosek banks it left point. Spins to the lefty. Shuffles lefty. Shoots. Scores! Off the pipe and in. Lucas Spiza with Ryan Reeves parked in front. And the Knights take a 2-1 lead.
Chrissy's all fired up. Yeah, Ryan Reeves, we're the reason. He turned the corner. Well, turned the corner. He played really well when he got in there in this series. Scores the goal, goes crazy, right in the face of the peg, his hometown. It's Adam, it's Chrissy, it's Cofield. We're asking you on the phones, 364-1100, 364-1100. You guys and gals have all had teams that you root for, right? And I assume most people listening now have converted to become VGK fans. So you're rooting for them. Is this the most fun you've had following a team? I've got teams I've had fun with. I'll give those teams. Adam scoffed at my list, but I'll explain. Is this the most fun? Is this usurping? Has this overtaken every other fun run your team has had? I would assume there are some fan bases out there like, this is great. But man, when my Cubs finally won, that was incredible. This is great, but when my Red Sox finally, fixed their conditioning program and got the job done in 2004 and 7 and also took out the Yankees down 3-0, like, people are going to have teams where they're like, wow, that run was hard to compete with. But the Golden Knights for most people have to be up there. 364-1100. Jesse starts us off here on this Monday. VGK in the Stanley Cup Final. It's nuts. What's up, Jesse?
You know, I'm going down memory lane of our VGK past legendary team. And, they were so close and so talented and didn't, quite make it this far. Are you kidding me? That paint is barely drying in our practice facility and we're here. This is insane.
So this is the most fun you've ever had over any team you've ever rooted for?
I have to say yes. I have to say yes because in the beginning, don't get me wrong, I was like, we should be okay. We'll be good 2 years. And then before we know it, we're kicking everybody's butt and we're like, what? This is awesome. We could definitely talk it up with any NHLer and especially those Red Wing guys that I keep running into before today, that they were like, Red Wings is the best. Well, check it out. we're the best.
Not yet. All right, Jesse, we appreciate it. Not officially the best. Best in the conference.
Red Wings haven't been to the playoffs in 2 years. Who are these people telling you the Red Wings are the best?
The joyless one, which is actually a misnomer, Adam Hill. What's the best run you've had with one of your teams? The most fun?
It was the 2000 Yale basketball team.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Why is that?
The 2001, 2001, it was when they finally won an Ivy League title after, 40 years.
And you had a personal connection.
Yeah, my brother was on the team.
Yeah. Well, that's a gigantic deal.
Sweeping Penn and Princeton at home at that time, if you think back to how good those teams were.
I wonder how many people are listening right now. They're like, that's stupid. Like, his brother was on the team.
Yeah. The two-day
stretch. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like, maybe it's a... And I was really talking more pro sports. No, you know what? I've got college sports on my list.
It was insane. But it was all those years of being terrible and then knowing somebody's going there to be a part of trying to rebuild it and doing it that quickly was insane.
364-1100. Brett wants in. What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. Well, long-time listener, first time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm at home every day. I'm a diehard, longtime New York Rangers fan, and the last time I felt this good by anything was 1994.
Yeah.
1940.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And this year, my wife and I, we converted to being BGK fans, and she's a diehard hockey fan for Golden Knights now. I had to explain to her the importance of us going to a Stanley Cup game because we went to all three rounds of the playoffs so far. And I said, we're going to die before we miss going to Stanley Cup. This may never happen again in our lifetime. It's been 24 years since I've seen the Rangers play to the Cup.
Yeah.
So, Vegas, soak it in. Appreciate it, guys, because you never know when it's going to come around again. I hope it's a long run, but the seasons are few and far between.
All right, Brett.
Hater.
Yeah, Brett, 54 years he had to wait with the Rangers.
What a hater.
I wonder if he's officially moved on from New York, if he's completely converted.
He said he became a VGK fan. I'm sure if the Rangers were in the finals, he'd be cheering for them.
There's the bitterness. John is up next. 364-1100. Your team that you've had the most fun with, and if the Golden Knights have matched it or surpassed it. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, John. Fire away.
I'm calling about. I was a season ticket holder for the Denver Broncos. 17 years of total frustration. When we went to the Super Bowl in 77, felt the same way as this is doing now.
The same way?
Yeah.
Really? This is matching it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that 77 team that we got beat in the Super Bowl, but just going was like a miracle to us, like this is.
So for you, it was good enough. Like, how bad did you feel after the Super Bowl? Were you satisfied? You're like, hey, you know what? At least we made it as the Broncos.
Yeah, at least we, we got there. That was what the miracle was, really.
All right, John. So there you go, John. Broncos run after not being so hot in the old AFL, or at least not making it all the way to near the mountaintop, matches what VGK is doing. So Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Final. Listen, we all have teams. We all have teams coming into this thing. So we've all, I hope you've had some kind of run that was good. If you're old enough, I was going to say, like, is there a city out there that's never really had a run? Cleveland finally got it with LeBron. D.C., you could say, well, it's been a long time, but the Redskins were awesome for a while. So if you're old enough.
It's been a while.
If you're under 35, it's been pretty crappy in D.C.
Yeah.
And the crap could hit the fan again tonight if they don't win.
Buffalo.
Well, I mean, we just had John say making it to the Super Bowl was good enough for him. Yeah. But when you lose four of them, it kind of takes the luster away. You
lose four and then don't go to the playoffs for almost two decades.
Yeah. That's how I was surprised even, they go 9-7 last year, but the fact that they made the playoffs after a 17-year absence, that has to be up there as one of your most fun runs.
I mean, yeah, I sobbed. I mean, it was a huge moment, but it was also tempered by the fact, like, I was very excited to see Tyrod, throw in everybody's face, but it was like, yeah, you're still going to cut him, no matter if he even wins the Super Bowl. You're still going to cut him. So it kind of sucks to have that hanging over.
364-1100, 364-1100. Should I get my list real quick? You scoffed at much of my list.
Yeah.
1995 Yankees. Yankees were not good in my formative years. In the 80s, they were close or awful. And I'm telling you, the first playoff game I went to, I did shed a tear when Mattingly ran on the field against Seattle. I did.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It happens.
So I know people now are like, oh, Yankees always win. They didn't. They weren't always winning.
Yeah, it was
When I was in high school, the Mets were the better team, and all of a sudden there were a zillion Mets fans. And the Yankees had good years, but they were not great because the old bastard wouldn't pay for pitching and kept making Jay Buhner for Ken Phelps deals.
What'd you trade Jay Buhner for?
So 95, you know, that was good. I was lucky enough the same year to have one of my state teams win the Stanley Cup, the Devils. That was a great run.
Okay.
This is going to sound crazy, but the 1984 New Jersey Nets, I was in my teens. They upset the defending champ. The first round of the NBA playoffs. That was an unreal run. And then the school I went to had been so bad at football for so long. The fact that Rutgers actually went 11-2. I mean, we all have bars, right? Your bar is making the freaking playoffs. Yeah. That year, they beat a top five team in Louisville in an incredible game. I think it was on a Thursday night on national TV. They lost a triple overtime game to West Virginia. They finished 11-2. That was awesome.
What do all those runs have in common, though? That you had to suffer through a lot of bad years to
get
to them.
You're right.
To make it worthwhile.
You're right. And that's why this one is more, you didn't have to put the misery time in, but it's the shock of the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And to sit there yesterday and look up and Derek Englund is near the trophy and that's shortly after a handshake line, they won to go to the Stanley Cup final, an expansion team, and they're on the right side of the handshake line. That is insane. Kevin is up with us, 364-1100. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I think you guys hit the nail right on the head. It's the shock of it. I'm from Orlando, Florida. I've been living in Vegas for 2 years. Diehard Magic fan, 09, that run to the finals was something that I would never forget. But you look at the Magic that year, you weren't necessarily surprised. I mean, it was a surprise to beat LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Dwight Howard was... maybe the MVP that year. I think Stan Van Gundy was probably the coach of the year that year, or around that time. So you said the Magic were in the finals. It wasn't like, oh, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Also, big Eagles fan. So this year, I'm loving life and I'm counting my lucky stars.
Okay. Let's rank that. Can VGK winning the Stanley Cup surpass your feeling with the Eagles?
I don't know if it can, but it's different. Right, okay. Because even the Eagles, you can say, crap, Carson Wentz went down, but you look at what Nick Foles did in the games right after, and you look at what the Eagles were able to accomplish on the defensive end of the ball. It was a science to how they won, and that was unbelievable. But this, as a sports fan, you couldn't project this, and you couldn't look at these guys and say, yeah, Jarvis did an amazing job of putting the right pieces together. I don't think he gets enough credit for it. But for this team to do what it does, it's something else besides your team. It's a feeling you get around the city that's just something that can never, and I don't think will be duplicated for a very, very, very long time.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, can you imagine, whatever it is, 3 years from now, if Seattle does this?
I think it'll be...
God, I cannot wait to see Seattle's over-under for points that first season. God, I hope it's like 85.
I honestly can't wait to see... I can't wait to see the official confirmed, because we heard it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
The official confirmed expansion rules and how teams handle it.
They better handle it differently than last time.
Yep.
As we talked about last week, don't freak out. If you lose someone, you lose someone, but don't do all this finagling and trading extra players and draft picks to keep the hands, you know, of the Seattle team off your guys. Just deal with it. Because that's really what did in much of the NHL.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. Between cheap asses in Florida, which we'll get to, that's another incredible thing. That's coming up in the Big Five. I was reading a story by David Hyde in the, I think it was the Sun Sentinel. Like, thanks, Panthers. 2/3 of possibly the best line in hockey.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And the coach.
And the coach! Paul's up next on ESPN Las Vegas. Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Paul.
Man, I'm born and raised in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Not that long, but I'm 31, and this is incredible. I've never had a sports team that I've actually been able to really, truly care about. I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, so, you know, not much use to celebrating.
That's for sure.
You know what I mean?
You're, so 31, yeah, 31 with the Bengals. I was going to start bringing up, you know, freaking going back to Boomer and Ken Anderson, but you weren't really around.
The Tim Crumry Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I was at Tecmo Super Bowl, and then I played the Raiders for the Lions.
Was that the height of your fandom was winning a Tecmo Super Bowl?
throwing to Carl Pickens?
Oh, yeah.
Boomer, he was a star.
Carl Pickens was amazing.
I simulated Super Bowls with Boomer and Icky Woods.
Sure.
And, yeah, that was the extent of my celebration with the Bengals.
That's awesome. That was your best ride. All right, Paul. Yep. Enjoy it.
All right, man.
There you go. I love that. I didn't think of that. That's... Well, the sad thing is...
Good run.
Like, I'm not a video gamer now, but clearly by my age, I like Tecmo Bowl, but I also loved... What was it? NHL 94?
Oh, yeah. Mike Gardner.
For a lot of NHL fans, they're like, man, that was one of the greatest runs. Was my imaginary real team on a video game.
Every single time I go down the right wing with Mike Gardner swinging around the net, knock it in the other side.
The goalies can never stay on their skates.
So easy.
Why do you always go down? It's the same play every time. David is up on best moments as a sports fan if VGK has surpassed all of them. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
I'm really excited. Me and my wife are watching the game. We've lived here for 12 years. We're from Chicago originally. I was a kid growing up watching MJ in the 90s, and that was one of the most funnest things in my life, to just be a part of that whole living there and just watching everybody celebrate all those years, just being so confident knowing that Michael had the ball. I just always knew that we were going to win, you know. But then again, in 2016, when the Cubs won, that literally brought me to tears. I mean, and my wife and I were taking care of my wife's 98-year-old grandfather, who was from Chicago, and we were taking care of him here, and 5 months later, he passed away, but he got a chance to see him, so that was great.
All right, David, we appreciate it. Thank you. Is this crazy? In this moment right now, I wonder how many fans out there, as you watch the Vegas Golden Knights games, this is a stretch, do you feel so confident that they're going to win? They've won 12 of 15 games. They really haven't been out of... What? They were out of maybe two? Right?
Yeah. They've been...
Is there almost... Because people... If people weren't hockey fans before this, I'm not saying they have MJ on the team, but I wonder how many people, as they watch the games, are like, we're not going to lose.
I feel like there is...
Like, because... Where that hits home is... The peg scores in 2, 3, and 4. And I have it out of order, but within 12 seconds, 43 seconds, and a minute and 28, BGK's right back.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have a feeling where you're like, you know, I'm nervous. They're going to get some momentum. Nope. Well, 12 seconds, 43 seconds, minute and 28, right back.
I think a couple of things.
Rip their hearts out.
For a lot of people, they've never followed sports before.
Like, I think there's so many non-sports fans.
I think there's a lot of non-sports fans that are following the team. I think people have never followed sports, and I think people are like, it's what you do. You just go out and win. Like, what are people talking about? Like, suffering seasons? Or what? We go out and we win. Like, that's what we do. And I think there is some of that ho-hum, like, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. Supposed to go out and win. I think
the majority of people listening to this station have had teams and have had to suffer and have hopefully had some magical moments and great runs. But you're right, there are others who I'm sure are not diehard sports fans or complete non-sports fans, and are like, oh, yeah, like, this is cool, but, yeah, we're supposed to win.
I know one person in particular who, you know, their wife has never followed sports, and they've gotten into the games, and the guy's like, yeah, this, like, okay, we're not going to win the Stanley Cup. Like, relax. Like, it's, you know, it's very tough to do that. And she's like, no, we're the best team. What are you talking about? Like, well, it's very hard. Like, now the teams are really good and their series. He's like, yeah, we're the best team. He's like, well, we're actually the fifth best team, but...
You can argue, you know, they're the best team, but...
No, but going into the playoff by points, they're the fifth best. Like,
right.
You know, it's not... You don't just go out and beat all these teams now. And then she's like, why? We're the best team. Like, okay, I guess that's all there is to it. And then they go out and do it.
God, you really, non-sports fans really drive you nuts.
Well, the...
They're not going to know.
I guess just the not understanding that you don't do this all the time. And that's that's where the I'm anti-VGK stuff came from, is like people act like this is just... This is just what happens. You just go out and you win. And you're like, no.
How many of those people are you around? I'm not around many of those people.
A lot,
actually. But I also, you know, I have a significant other who hangs around with other sports fans for the most part.
Right.
And she, you know, she's pretty good on sports, too. She knows sports.
Yeah.
Got to clean that up.
It's not this easy.
She hears me saying she's pretty good on sports. What do you mean I'm pretty good? I know sports. Bill in Green Valley talking about this incredible, just nutty run. If it's the greatest thing he's ever experienced as a fan with one of his teams. 364-1100. Hey, Bill.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
First of all, congratulations to Adam for not having to go back to Winnipeg
again. Thank you.
I know you were looking forward to Game 7 there, but I'm sorry.
But I don't want to go. I actually don't want to go to Tampa, so go
he's
Caps.
Now, he's now getting picky with his magical runs and where he gets to travel to as the opposing beat writer.
Hey, my son says Amalie Arena is a pretty nice place to see a game. So
I'll take his word for it. Go Caps.
obviously, this by far is the craziest ride I've ever been on as a sports fan, because, you know, after you watch the first 5-10 games of the season, you're like, man, these guys can skate. They're going to be actually competitive and maybe even challenge for a playoff spot. But in your wildest dreams, you don't think that they're going to go this far.
Bill, tell people who are your teams.
As far as regular sports?
Yeah, other sports that you followed all these years. You're not a young guy, so you've been following now. Not to rip on you, but you've must have had a run somewhere with one of the teams.
Well, the closest I can come to this particular deal was when the Kings finally won the Cup in 2012.
Right.
Because I'd been waiting my whole life for that. I'd been a Kings fan since I was 10 years old, and it took a long... I mean, to hear Bob Miller crying on the air was like something that was, you know, heart-rending and crazy at the same time, and the words couldn't describe. And the other thing, I guess the closest would be finally UNLV getting over the hump and winning the national championship when they had come so close, you know, so many times before. I was a junior in high school when the Hardway 8 got four-cornered by North Carolina to not make it to the final game, and that was the best college basketball team I've ever seen. So
okay, so we've had this discussion before in terms of the magnitude of the story. So now we're talking to you as a fan, UNLV national title or VGK run?
This has to be it, because...
This is over it, really?
I'm serious.
Over UNLV? Okay.
And I'm a UNLV person. That's my school. I went to college there. So you get used to them being good and being good, and obviously the last few years haven't been that great, but you know they're going to be in the mix every year. This one came so far out of left field, and to be the first year of the first pro team in town, I mean, it's a different level of craziness that's going along with it. And I know the whole... I've never, you know, when the Rebels were great, there was tons of people at sports bars and all that kind of stuff, but I've never seen anything like the viewing parties at the D and at the Red Rock and Mandalay Beach and out at the Henderson Pavilion. Even when the Rebels were at their peak, it wasn't that good. So I can't wait to see if they can carry off and finish this final step of the journey off, what the parade's going to be like down the strip. It's going to be ridiculous. So
how fired up is Bonnie?
She's going nuts, man. She just said to see her yesterday, that last minute and a half. She was grabbing onto the couch like someone hanging onto a cliff.
You got to tell her, I found a new karaoke joint.
Yeah.
South Rainbow. I mean, it's a little, you know, you're in Green Valley, so it's you got to go across the 15, but very solid, very solid.
Rainbow and?
Where the hell were we? I don't know. I'll
that's very helpful.
Yeah. Well, I said South Rainbow.
The short road.
South Rainbow. Cool. South Rainbow and, like, Warm Springs.
Okay. She works over in that area. So
Robindale,
that'll be cool.
That area.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
All right, guy.
All right, Bill.
Thanks.
Mike, Norm, Junior, Ryan, all hold on. We got one line open, 364-1100. We're asking you, is this the best run you've ever had as a fan with one of your teams? Everyone's had teams before this. I assume, listening right now, is this the best run, rooting for the Vegas Golden Knights? Is it the best run you've ever experienced with your team?
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Now, I know I hate the real treadmill, but what's this debt treadmill I hear about all the time?
Well, a debt treadmill is a trap with a lot of payday loan companies out there, especially some of the online scammers. It basically means you keep paying interest over and over and your principal never goes down.
So my loan would never get paid off in that situation?
Exactly, and it's not a good treadmill to be on. We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at the principal on every payment.
Like it should be. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Nick here with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill, celebrating Vegas hockey as we head into the Western Conference Finals. Dish a burger and fries and score big all month long in May. Come in wearing your Vegas hockey gear to score free baklava. Plus, on game day, receive 10% off all catering orders. Three Valley locations. Order online at stefanoslv.com. Gear up in May and celebrate the Western Conference Finals with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill.
Real food, real fast, real healthy. The countdown has begun. Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, will have their home opener at Mandalay Bay Event Center May 27th with legendary coach Bill Laimbeer leading the charge and WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, making her professional debut. Single game tickets are on sale now at LasVegasAces.com. That's LasVegasAces.com.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Is credit card debt burying you alive? What if one phone call could help save you thousands of dollars? Years of stress and anxiety. What if one phone call, right now, could help save your family from bankruptcy? We're Credit Associates, and one phone call to us could help save you thousands. Because if you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you may not have to pay it all off. For free information on how we could settle your debt for a lot less than you owe, call 1-800-500-5211. There's no obligation, just free information. Sometimes all it takes to change your life is one phone call. Make your call now and we'll show you, for free, just how much money you could save. 1-800-500-5211. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. This is too important to wait. Call 1-800-500-5211.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
13 seconds to go. A last-ditch effort for the Jets. Up the right side, speeding into the zone, Stastny. Checked off on the far board, 7 seconds. Right wing shot sails wide, 5 seconds to go. On the near boards, a tie-up, 2 seconds. A centering feed, and it goes wide, and that's it. It's over. The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final. 2-1, the final score.
That's funny. Dan Duva. I asked him last week. I was like, what are you going to do if they win the Western Conference? Like, you got a call all written out? He's like, nope, just do it naturally. That's the way you do it. You just scream and yell. Right? You don't always have to have some cheesy catchphrase. What a freaking run. We're asking you guys, you gals, is this the best run you've ever had as a sports fan with one of your teams? Now, maybe that eliminates a lot of people who are like, I'm not even rooting for VGK. I didn't convert over. I've got my hockey team. But for most Las Vegans, I think you're rooting for the Golden Knights. Have you ever had a run this fun? 364-1100. Ryan is up on ESPN Las Vegas. Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, 33 years old. But I got a lot of friends and family in New York. So I grew up a Giants fan since I was like 7. And I think this season for me, VGK has actually passed my previous favorite sports moment ever, favorite sports run, which was the 2007 playoffs ending with the 18-1 beating the Pats.
Really?
Yeah. It has that same, like, you know, underdog feeling of like every game is just a shocker, you know, as it keeps going, it's just like, what is going on? Like, do I believe this? Is this really happening? But I think it's the longevity of the season. You know, I think it's just that shock feeling has lasted.
Right, it just keeps happening over and over and over again in waves. It's not a one-game situation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember that Packers game where, you know, it was Brett Favre's last game as a Packer, you know, that cold weather game and in Lambeau, and obviously, you know, beating the Pats, and like those were incredible moments. But, you know, it was, you know, 6 weeks at the end of the day versus, you know, the 6 months of just like disbelief. And again, just born and raised, you know, I've got an attachment to this team that as much of a Giants fan as I am, that I didn't realize I would have so much more of an attachment to like a team that was born here like I was, you know.
Pretty cool. Thanks, Ryan. And I think that's what it is for a lot, especially locals who were born and bred here. You never had a team you felt this strongly about or had a legit connection with. You know, just because your family, I don't know what Ryan's background was, you know, like I'm rooting for the Giants because my family relocated from the Northeast and my dad was a Giants fan. A lot of people pick their teams that way.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think it's awesome that a lot of people are able to finally experience what it is like to have pro teams. I just, like, I almost feel like, it is my thing. I almost feel like people were robbed of really building themselves with the team. Like, there is a part of the struggle that endears you to a franchise, and I think people kind of got robbed of that here.
At ESPN Las Vegas, at Steve Cofield, does anyone feel robbed? You get what Adam's saying? Like, you need the build. He's very much stuck on this, and a lot of people are stuck on this. A lot of fans around the NHL are stuck on this. Like, it's just coming too easy, and to struggle and sweat and cry and be miserable adds to the experience when you finally hit the top. Norm is up on ESPN Las Vegas. Hey, Norm.
Hey, guys. I'm an old sports writer. You might know who I am. I think the first one was the 69 Mets. I was a Mets fan until they started winning. They got in the World Series. They won it. That to me was one of the great runs. But in 1975-76, I was working in Cincinnati with the Associated Press. The Reds had that great World Series with the Red Sox, and then they swept the Yankees next year. But nothing has meant more to me personally until now was the when the Rockies had to win 20 out of 21, I think, to get into the 07 World Series.
Right.
And because of my connection, I was there for the conception of the team, the birth of the team. I was never so connected to a team as that. So that was really a special thing. But the other one, if I can throw in, was when the Avalanche came to Denver as a ready-made championship team and
right.
won it in 1996 in their first year there, and that city just went nuts. Just like it's so great to see what's happening here. I've been here 19 years and never imagined I would live long enough to see something like that happen in Las Vegas.
Norm, say hi to your old coworker Adam. He's here.
Yeah, Adam, how's it going?
What's up, man?
We knew it. And you know what, Norm? Tell that OJ lawyer to shove it. How about that? Don't apologize to him. That really annoyed me a couple weeks ago. So you go, Norm.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon, okay? Hope all is well.
You bet. Appreciate it. Good show.
There you go.
Thanks, sir.
The legendary Norm. Formerly of the RJ.
Mystery Norm.
Mystery Norm. Nah, he's not a mystery. We knew the voice right away. Yeah, we know Norm listens on a somewhat regular basis, so he's been a good ally of the show and the station. Steve is up on Cofield and Company. Steve, what's your great memory, or is this the greatest run one of your teams has ever had?
This is a tie. Being from Minnesota, my mom used to say I could skate before I could walk, so I've always been a hockey guy. This even beats my 87-20.
Wow.
And it even beats the Rebels tearing down the Nets. I was there in Denver myself.
It beats the Rebels, huh?
Yep. And it's funny, you know, I hope they're not all bandwagon, because I was one of those at the beginning that put money down two and a half years ago. And, I keep betting against them, and it seems to work because they keep winning. So I'll keep betting against them until they hoist the cup.
There you go. You win either way. You lose a little money, but you win either way.
I'm going to at least two of them. I mean, no matter what the cost. I mean, I haven't been to a Stanley Cup final since the North Stars got their ass kicked back in the day. There's one thing that I will say that kind of cracks me up, and again, I hope it's not bandwagon fans. Even Ed Graney, probably about halfway through the season, said, oh, no big deal. This is a basketball town first before anything else. And now every other car has a nice flag on it, which is cool. But I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I think it'll be one of the biggest stories in the history of sports, even winning the gold medal in 1980. I think it's right up there.
Dang. All right, Steve. Have a good day.
Thank you.
364-1100. We'll open the phones next hour, but big